Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Simon here. Saturday, the 25th of September, 2010. It's my audio boo. Feeding warm Weetabix to my son, aged one, and my daughter is waiting for her porridge. Just asked for porridge, so there's some on the stove, which I'm cooking for her to have soon. So she's patiently waiting for her porridge. Jana, my wife, is out in the garden with the gardener talking about what they're going to do. Or what he's going to do, I guess. And I'm looking after the kids at the moment. Making tea. Fantasising about having my own breakfast at some point. And listening to James and John on the audio booze. So good to hear that James is, enjoying the little community, as he describes it. I didn't think that what we were doing on audio was unique in any way, but I think it's great, and I'm really glad to have James, added into the community. He's obviously not very far away from me, because we both seem to be stuck on the M1, and he seems to be going to Luton Airport a lot. I'd be intrigued to know why he's at Luton Airport so much. Whether it's something to do with his work, presumably. Don't know. But John was talking... the number plate recognition stuff was really fascinating, what James was saying about that. Syzygy, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y, in case anyone wants to follow him as well. I think that's... just take that app, and there obviously is a database of cars in terms of the V5 data, which is, I think, what James was talking about with whether a car is valid and what its last registration was, what its last registered mileage was, because of course that goes on the V5, and the MOT people take that as well, don't they? So there definitely is a database there that you can query, and if they could add the camera and text recognition to mean you could just take a snap of a car. It's number plate.
You're meanie.
I'm not a meanie. You're a meanie, Amelia.
Yeah, meanie.
Hmm?
You meanie.
No. That would be a good little step. And, interesting.
What's that?
John was talking about headphones, as we've been talking with Acrobat. John. I started off with the Apple ones, and when the Apple ones broke, I got another set of Apple ones, and they're just the ones that sort of just hang in the ear, don't really squeeze in tightly. So then when they wore out, I sort of had a look on the reviews and found out that the Sennheiser ones were kind of popular. So I got those, and that porridge is definitely ready. See, dear listener, you've distracted me from the porridge, and now it's cooked super quickly. I went to the Sennheiser ones, and I was impressed by the quality of the sound, and because they were isolating ones, and you could have it more quiet and get better bass, and all that sort of thing. So it sounded so much better than the Apple ones. I went through a couple of those, and they just kept breaking. And after that, I kind of got a bit concerned about spending 50, 60 quid each time for those and them wearing out every few months. So I started experimenting with other brands and other models just to sort of see what would happen. And I can't bring myself, when I got to that stage, I can't bring myself to spend like 100 quid on some headphones unless I know that they're really going to last. So I was experimenting with slightly cheaper ones, I guess. Anticipating that they would wear out, but then when I stumbled upon these Ultimate Ears ones, they've lasted. They must be months, maybe even a year that I've had them so far, and they've got absolutely no sign of wearing out. So I'm really impressed with these. I know they were only 30 quid, because that's what it says on the packet, and I wasn't expecting them to last, but they really have lasted. Now the sound quality might not be as wonderful as Etymotic ones or Skull Candies, I don't know, because I've never tried them. So maybe the sound quality isn't the most fantastic in the entire world, but they're a damn sight better than the iPhone ones, and I'm really happy with them. Toodle-pip.